At the beginning of the 20th century, only about 4,000 Indian immigrants lived in the United States. U.S. residents of Indian descent now number more than 2.5 million out of a total U.S. population of approximately 300 million. Now, more and more Indian Americans are engaged and involved in the U.S. political process, too. Bobby Jindal made history last year by becoming the first Indian American governor, winning nearly 90% of the vote in the state of Louisiana. Indian Americans have also played a role in the 2008 presidential campaign between Democratic nominee Senator Barack Obama and Republican nominee Senator John McCain. Kumar Narayanan is an active member of the Indian Americans for Obama campaign in Seattle, Washington. He says Indian American voters see themselves more closely aligned with Democrats on a range of economic, cultural, and international issues, and that they see Barack Obama as the best choice to reestablish the nation's standing in the world.
A lot of people who have been principally against the Iraq war, supporting Mr. Obama on issues. Mr. Obama providing a more mature voice that had a vision of steering the U.S. away from being unilateral in its decisions.
However, the midterm elections showed that President Bush's pro-India policies, and especially the completion of the U.S.-India civilian nuclear agreement, have swung a bigger share of the Indian American community's vote to the Republicans. Dr. Piyush C. Agrawal is a prominent Indian American who was invited to attend the Republican convention as a special invitee of the campaign on behalf of Senator and Mrs. McCain under the Friends and Family program. He says it's the Republican Party that can assure economic growth and that Senator John McCain has solid ideas to deal with the economic crisis.
Democratic Party is known usually to raise the taxes, and Republican Party is against the taxes and also very sensible on the expenditure side. Less government and less taxes do provide a growth in the economy. And we Indians are more business-oriented people, and that's why philosophically it suits us much more to be on the Republican side.
But Kumar Narayanan says Indian Americans, like other minorities, feel more comfortable under the umbrella of the Democratic Party and see Senator Obama as someone who represents their interests.
I think for Indians and especially immigrants, coming into this country, you sense that the Democratic Party has always been portraying this image of being more tolerant of diverse views, supporting the causes of immigrants, making sure that the immigrants get the same rights in terms of whether it's the legal system or the healthcare system. They get the same rights and privileges as the citizens in this country.
But Piyush Agrawal says fundamental issues are involved in the 2008 presidential contest and that Senator McCain has more constructive positions than his opponent.
So as far as Mr. Obama is concerned, he's an intellectual, he's a brilliant young man, and belonging to a minority is very dear to us. But the issue is Mr. Obama is representing what? And what he's representing is a Democratic Party philosophy, which at this time does not suit me.
Republican, Democrat, or Independent, Indian Americans in all walks of life say they have faith in an American system that affords the opportunity to succeed to people of all backgrounds. The achievement of someone like Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal symbolizes that potential. In a VOA interview following his election victory, he paid tribute to the country that gave him that opportunity.
Oh, I think it's absolutely a strength of America that this is a country of opportunity, where people are judged on their ability and their performance, and I think that's a very important thing. And I think that's what makes the American system so successful, is the fact that immigrants and children born here can get ahead, can do very well just through hard work.
With education and income levels topping those of all ethnic groups in the United States, Indian Americans have certainly done well in their adopted land. And one manifestation of their further integration into the American society is the increasing role they have in the American political system. This edition of International Press Club was written by Subhash Vora. For VOA News Now, I'm Steve.